This is KMBA News. I'm Chip Krause. A Tlingit master carver living in Ketchikan has been named a United States Artist Fellow. As KBRD's Maria Dedzak reports, Nathan Jackson is one of 60 artists to receive the honor in 2021.
Nathan Jackson was born in Tenneke Springs and, after serving in the military, moved to Haines in 1959 to fish commercially. While there, he was challenged by a friend to whittle small totem poles with a pocket knife, copying his friend's designs. Jackson says an illness ended his plans to become a fisherman. He spent 54 days in Mount Edgecombe Hospital in Sitka for what doctors believed was tuberculosis. It was pneumonia. But the former paratrooper filled those days in a hospital bed carving totems.
Well, I sold all my miniature poles that fit in a showcase at the hospital. I was so excited, I ran down the hallway. You're not supposed to run in the hallways. I was all excited. I wanted to get out of there.
With the money he earned, Jackson bought a paint set and took up that craft, primarily doing portraits. He was a member of the Chilcat dance group in Haines, and one of the group's tours took him to Santa Fe, New Mexico. While there, Jackson showed his paintings to the director of the Institute of American Indian Arts.
And so when I showed them the picture that I did, they immediately accepted me into that school. And so I ended up going to an art school for a couple of years, 2.5 years.
These are just the beginnings of Jackson's long and varied career. He's primarily known for carving totem poles, masks, and wood panels, but also draws, paints, and makes jewelry. His work can be seen throughout Southeast, but also in the National Museum of the American Indian and in the Field Museum in Chicago, among other museums nationally and internationally. Jackson didn't seem surprised to be named a 2021 USA Fellow.
We applied last year, and Dolores Churchill ended up getting the award.
She's a Haida master weaver in Ketchikan.
And then I figured, well, okay, my time's coming, but I'm younger than she is. So she's well-deserving because she had influenced many other people in the art form and working closely with the Heritage Center.
Offering advice to others pursuing art, including carving, Jackson says it's important to be able to draw.
That is pretty much what I try to encourage younger people to do. There's just no shortcut. If you have the ability to be able to draw something, then you're on your way.
Other honors Jackson has received include a National Heritage Fellowship from the National Endowment for the Arts, a Distinguished Artist Award from the Rasmussen Foundation, and an honorary doctorate from the University of Alaska Southeast. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.